It is time for another edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein of the Republican American. What's going on out there, Ruth?
Well,
it's August, as you say.
It's August, and everybody's sort of on vacation mode or social mode, so very little business being conducted these days, mostly fun activities. We start with Book Festival in Sharon on Friday night. It was so funny. It was a repeat almost of the cake, the Historical Society cake auction about a month ago, in which tents were set up and the skies opened and it poured just as it was time to start. So as in the cake auction, they had to squish into the Historical Society building. Set on Friday night, they squished into the library, and they set up the tables, and all the authors read one long table.
In the library itself?
In the library itself.
Because so. it was a beautiful tent, and it looked like, it looked like a jousting arena. But
it was crowded, but finally at 5:30...
Yeah, at some point the ground just gets too squishy, and you just can't.
Well, they did finally at 5:30. Stan McMillan, once again, he was at the cake thing.
Stan is the ender, huh?
Yep, he's allowed them to leave the library and go out into the tents, and it was, as you can imagine, it was very warm and hot in the library and much cooler and spread out under the tents. So it was fine. I mean, everybody is jovial and in good spirits, but it did, and the poor library people had to really scramble to rearrange things. But once again, they've gotten fabulous authors. I was particularly interested in talking to Marty Baron. Marty Baron was the editor of the Boston Globe when they broke the sexual scandal on Priest story. Then he went to the Washington Post when Jeff Bezos bought it, and so his latest book is about Trump and the Washington Post and Jeff Bezos. Sounds like a really good book. And there were other lighter books.
Did he say anything about the new guy and the new scandal when you were talking to him?
No. Okay. We just focused on his.
Just curious, because that of course is buzzing in the dove coats of many.
Yeah. No.
Okay.
Just book, his book. And then a gal wrote about two women photographers back in the 30s, twin sisters, and how they captured all the stars of the era. There were many children's books. It was just something for everybody. 28 all told. I think maybe a couple didn't show up, but they were planning on 28 authors. And it just blows my mind every year how they get all these people under one tent, literally, and talk, you know, you can speak one-on-one to all your authors. So, once again, a great event. Saturday morning, you walk out onto the green, and there's the Arts and Crafts Festival. This was the 65th year. For those who go back a long way, it started as the Sharon Creative Arts Foundation SCAF's clothesline show way back at its beginnings, and it has morphed into other things over the years, and now the Sharon Park and Recreation has taken it over. And again, the green was lined with all sorts of creative people. Amazing what people can have. Artistic people are, because I'm not, so I'm always in awe of all those very...
Even, you know, and especially the crafts, some of them are really intricate. Also, have you, just out of curiosity, because, you see people walking by with bags, have you, they just seemed quite happy. Because I was in Sharon later in the afternoon, and... It did seem energized.
Mm-hmm. People get excited. I spoke with one woman who makes these little paper mache ornaments that are just incredible. tiny little, her big thing is dragonflies, so she makes these intricate things, and just very sweet.
Did you commission a dragonfly?
Hmm?
Did you commission a dragonfly?
I did not. Oh. I did not, but I should have. And another woman who makes animal shapes out of driftwood, which just was amazing, just amazing. And, of course, there's potters and jewelers and sewers and you name it. They were there, as usual. And it was a nice day. Busy. Kent was bustling this weekend with its sidewalk sale days. We were, they had this huge, as always, tag sale at St. Andrew's Church. They were lined up early in the morning. I went out and interviewed some people. The early bird starts at 8:30, and this gentleman, I said, "What time did you get here?" He said, 5:52. So he was willing to stand there for a couple of hours to be the first one online. Another woman said she drove an hour and a half to make sure she comes every year. It's really a special place, so... that sale did very, very well, I was told. And then, of course, we had the vintage clothing sale. We had all the booths of the nonprofits on the green. Food was just bountiful. And this is put on by the Chamber of Commerce. So I think everyone did well. The only drawback was the heat. There were some people who said that, you know, it was just too hot to stay out there.
And then it rained, of course.
And there's the library with its huge book sale and car raffle, and the town was jumping. And I think we're going to, if I were to go downtown today, it would be totally quiet.
Yeah, I can report that from yesterday on the way to the station. It was almost as though someone had flipped the filter and it was quiet sharing again.
And so true.
This is totally random, but any follow-up on anything that was going on last week that needs to be focused on, or is it all listening?
Everything is really quiet. Okay. We had, you know, last week we talked, of course, about the solar
array at the school.
And ran into Casey Flanagan at the arts and crafts thing. He said, you know, obviously, Green Bank is unhappy with the letter that they received, I don't know if anything will continue on that or whether it's a dead issue. We'll find out when they meet. That's about all I can report on that.
Okay, and everything else is quiet. There's no.
It's interesting. Last night we're scheduled for two Board of Selectmen meetings, and both were canceled in Salisbury and in Canaan. Salisbury just canceled for the month. Canaan is rescheduling until August 13th. So, really, my first Monday of the month turned out to be very quiet.
Or maybe you'll get a new first Monday. Maybe you'll get a new calendar. Maybe you'll get a new month. Who knows? what was I going to ask you? Do we have anything that is coming up? Is the first weekend in August technically the last big, the last time for big outdoor event?
There are things coming up. Let me just go back a little ways. We had a really interesting talk at the library here in Kent this week. A veterinarian who has a second home here in Kent, a woman who has just written a book. She is a veterinarian who makes house calls in Manhattan, and she's written this very lighthearted, very sweet book about her experiences treating animals. Of the billionaires in New York down to those who live in affordable housing and projects. She gave a really great talk. Her name is Amy Addis, and the book is Pets of the City. And very entertaining. The library was filled even with some four-legged creatures who came to hear her talk. So for animal lovers, this would really be an interesting book to read. Things are still hopping. Looking ahead, we have Cornwall days. So we've had Kent days, we've had Railroad days, and now we have Cornwall days. This weekend, starting on the 9th and going through, there's all kinds of activities. The Taste of Cornwall is Saturday night. That's a really nice event on the town green. The Park and Rec prepares all this food, a lovely buffet, and people come out and just come and enjoy the food and the camaraderie of their fellow townspeople. It's also the weekend of the Rose Allgrand Show. That's a art show that's been going on for decades, very popular, open to all local artists. That's at Cornwall Consolidated School, and that money always goes towards a specific nonprofit in town. And this year they've got a whole bunch. They're really, the Cornwall Association is working on this, and they've I would suggest people go to their website to see what sort of things are going on. Sure, there's plenty. Always the two farmers markets in Cornwall, and so let's hope the weather holds up for that. So there's still things going on.
And that's the coming weekend.
Yep.
Okay.
There is one selectmen's meeting. That's tonight, Cornwall Board of Selectmen. Unless they've canceled, I have not heard. Also tonight, interesting talk at Tuesdays at 7. That's the Falls Village Canaan Historical Society at the South Canaan Meeting House. Always a very fascinating evening. They get great speakers. And this month, the gentleman who's author and journalist is going to talk about the trolleys that went between Canaan and Great Barrington. I'm really anxious to hear.
Were they overhead wires? Or they?
I'm going to find out. No, I don't believe so.
They couldn't have been, right?
No, they couldn't have. No, but
because we would have seen that.
We would have seen them.
Must have been. One of the fascinating things is as a kid visiting San Francisco with the cable cars and the trolleys and seeing all of the overhead electrification.
Mm-hmm.
And trying to figure out how they ran in the places that there wasn't overhead electrification. And no one could ever explain that, but, you know, that's why you just tell your kids or your grandkids, honey, be quiet. Honey, look over there.
Yeah.
So I would be very, I too would be curious.
Yeah, well, I'm anxious to hear it. And the venue there is just, you know, you sit in a beautiful old church and just, hats off to Judy Jacobs, the head of the Historical Society. She gets these great, great talks, and people, you know, it's quite often a packed house, good speakers and interesting topics. And this week we also have the awarding of scholarships by the Salisbury Visiting Nurse Association. They give out a whole slew of scholarships to local kids, and we have a presentation on tomorrow, Wednesday. So we'll be focusing on those kids and where they're going and what they're doing. And that's always fun talking to these young people. So that's where we're at.
That sounds pretty.
As I said, we're not into the real meat and potatoes of town government in this at this month. Most people are thinking of other things. But we'll be revving up again, no doubt, once fall starts. And, of course, you know, school starts at the end of this month.
I was just going to say, when does school start?
Somewhere around the 26th or somewhere in there.
And do teachers go back earlier usually? Or is that, do we ever think about that? Or
I'm sorry, what?
Do teachers go back earlier?
Yes.
Or is it?
They do. Teachers go back, well, the new teachers go back first.
Okay.
They have an orientation for all new teachers, and Lakeville Journal, Patrick and I usually are there to meet them and get pictures of each one of them and talk to them and so that the townspeople can see who the teachers are who are coming into the system. And then all the teachers come together, and then finally the kids come. And I understand enrollment is going to be down again this year. interested to see the numbers. We'll follow that up as well.
All right. Well, we totally we are on the edge of our seats waiting for next week's report, and we very much we very much appreciate your
we never know
your diligence in this arena.
Well, as I say, we never know what comes up. You know, we can say, "Oh, quiet week," and then we're jinxed because then everything breaks loose. So
and then suddenly,
all right. So we'll see.
All right. Once again, thank you very much, Ruth Epstein. This has been another edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein of the Republican Americans on Robinhood Radio.